The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Rabbi Daniel Lappin returns with more of how the world really works on the Blaze Radio Network On Demand.
I know people who left New York, you know, maybe 20 years ago, and they moved to Seattle. 30 years ago, in some cases, they moved to Seattle. And there is absolutely nothing about New York in those people anymore. It's just not there. And you know what I mean by that, right? It's a certain way of speaking. It's an aggressiveness. It's a competitiveness. It's feeling personally aggrieved if somebody gets into a lane, a car in front of you, or if somebody makes it to the supermarket checkout cashier ahead of you. These are some of the less pleasant characteristics of New Yorkers, and there are many more. And yet, I have friends who've lived in laid-back places, you know, like Seattle. People who've lived in Charlotte, North Carolina. People who've lived in Miami from New York. Actually, Miami is a bad example. I'll tell you why in a moment. And as I say, there's not a minuscule, microscopic morsel of New York remaining in these people. But as has sometimes happened, I've sometimes traveled to New York with one of them or another, or sometimes met one of them. I've said, you know, I've got business in New York, and they say, oh, I'm going to be in New York next week. I'd love to show you around. Okay, fine. Now, guess what they're like when they're back in New York? All the old characteristics come flooding back, and they are literally indistinguishable from New Yorkers. It's hilarious. Why? Because when you are reunited with your tribe, when you are reconnected with that cultural group, its cultural genetics flow back into your system. That's what happens. It happens, I've noticed, with some African-American friends also who have moved away from the kind of speech patterns that are common, particularly among youth, Black American youth, and they've sort of, you know, just adopted sort of more ordinary, conventional Western European or American patterns, just talking. What happens when they are back together with a group? And again, it's the most amusing thing, and I've spoken to them about it. We laugh about it. It's almost inevitable. Their speech patterns revert back to Black speech. It happens to me. My accent, my foreign accent, accentuates, people tell me, when I am in the company of other people from England or South Africa or Australia, and it kicks in.
This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin on demand on the Blaze Radio Network.